WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Depression to Drive. It's your boy Jake Carter here, ready to get those wheels turning and minds engaged. Today, we're diving into something super crucial. Embracing your emotions and learning to accept them. Ever feel like you're playing a game of emotional dodgeball? You know, where all these feelings are flying at you, and you're just trying desperately to avoid getting hit? That's what so many of us do. We suppress, we ignore, we try to bury those emotions deep down inside. But let me tell you something, that only leads to more baggage, folks. You can't outrun your feelings. They're part of the human experience, as much as breathing and eating pizza, and trust me, I love my pizza. So today, we're breaking free from the emotional dodgeball court and learning how to play ball. Actually embrace those feelings head on. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you navigate this emotional landscape with grace and understanding. 1. Acknowledge it all. The first step is simply acknowledging what you're feeling. Don't judge, don't label good or bad, just be aware. Feelings like anger, sadness, joy, even boredom, they're all valid. It's okay to feel them, and recognizing them is the starting point. Think of it like this. Your emotions are signals, telling you something important about yourself and your world. Ignoring them is like ignoring a car's warning light. Eventually, something's gonna break down. 2. Don't let thoughts control you. We often get caught up in our thoughts, the negative ones especially, and they can spiral into a whirlwind of fear, anxiety, or self-doubt. But remember, your thoughts are not facts. They're just interpretations, and sometimes those interpretations can be pretty distorted. So, try to observe your thoughts without judgment. Think of them like clouds passing by, acknowledge them, but don't let them take over the whole sky. 3. Journaling is your BFF. Ever feel like you have a mental jumble going on? Writing things down can be incredibly liberating. It helps you process your feelings, identify patterns in your thoughts, and even gain clarity on what's really bothering you. Think of it as having a private conversation with yourself. No pressure, just honest reflection. 4. Practice self-compassion. We're our own harshest critics, right? But wouldn't it be amazing if we treated ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a friend going through a tough time? That's self-compassion. Recognizing that you're human, making mistakes is part of the journey, and it's okay to not be perfect. 5. Seek support when needed. We're all in this together, folks. Sometimes, navigating our emotions can feel overwhelming, and that's perfectly normal. Don't hesitate to reach out to a friend, family member, therapist, or anyone you trust. Talking things through can make a world of difference. Now, let's talk about a real-life example. Imagine this. You're at work, and something goes wrong. Maybe a project doesn't go as planned, or there's a conflict with a colleague. Your first instinct might be to feel angry, frustrated, even embarrassed. But instead of trying to suppress those feelings, take a moment to acknowledge them. Breathe deeply, tell yourself it's okay to feel this way, and then think about what you can do to move forward constructively. Maybe you need to talk things out with your colleague, or perhaps you need to adjust your approach to the project. By embracing your emotions, you gain clarity, make better decisions, and ultimately handle challenges more effectively. So, remember, folks, embrace those emotions. Don't let them control you, but don't ignore them either. They are a part of what makes us human, unique, complex, and incredibly fascinating. By acknowledging, accepting, and understanding your feelings, you'll not only unlock a deeper sense of self-awareness but also empower yourself to live a more authentic and fulfilling life. This journey isn't about being happy all the time. It's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience, with all its ups and downs. Now, go out there and own your emotions. Let me know what you think in the comments below or over on social media. I'm always here to chat and support your journey towards emotional well-being. Until next time, keep those wheels turning, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.